The International Pharma Talks podcast is powered by ELS Solutions Group. If you would like to engage directly with ELS Solutions and receive advisory from regulatory, distribution, or pipeline and international business, please visit elssolutions.com.br/en.
Welcome to the International Pharma Talks podcast. I'm your host, Diogo Souza Martins. And in this podcast, we will dive deep into the world of healthcare international business, where you will learn strategies and action plans to help you navigate through your internationalization program and achieve the best results. Welcome to the International Pharma Talks podcast, your ultimate destination for insightful discussions on the global pharma and healthcare landscape. I'm your host, Diogo Souza Martins, and I'm thrilled to dive into today's topic, the challenges and opportunities in exporting medical devices to Brazil, a regulatory perspective. In this episode, we'll explore the intricacies of exporting medical devices to Brazil, delving into the regulatory framework overseen by the Brazilian Health Regulatory Agency, or Anvisa. As we navigate the complexities of market entry, we'll uncover the various challenges faced by international manufacturers and the strategic opportunities that exist within the Brazilian healthcare market. Join me as we unravel the regulatory landscape governing medical device exports to Brazil, examining the importance of regulatory expertise and the role of equivalent foreign regulatory authorities in facilitating market access. Through engaging discussions and expert insights, we'll shed light on key considerations for exporters aiming to capitalize on the vast potential of the Brazilian healthcare sector. So whether you're a seasoned industry professional or an aspiring exporter, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the challenges and opportunities in exporting medical devices to Brazil from a regulatory perspective. The first point is navigating regulatory challenges, and exporting medical devices to Brazil, as you know, entails navigating a complex regulatory landscape governed by the Brazilian Health Regulatory Agency. As one of the largest markets in Latin America, Brazil offers lucrative opportunities for international manufacturers, but also presents formidable regulatory challenges that must be addressed. Firstly, understanding the classification system for medical devices is crucial. Anvisa categorizes medical devices into different classes based on their intended use and potential risk to patients. This classification dictates the regulatory requirements and approval process for each device. Ensuring accurate classification is essential to avoid delays and ensure compliance with Brazilian regulations. Secondly, labeling requirements in Brazil are stringent and must adhere to specific guidelines outlined by Anvisa. Medical device labels must contain essential information such as product identification, intended use, or instructions for use and safety warnings. The non-compliance with labeling regulations can lead to regulatory setbacks and market entry barriers. Additionally, the documentation standards play a pivotal role in the registration process for medical devices in Brazil. The manufacturers are required to submit comprehensive technical documentation, including but not limited to product specifications, manufacturing processes, clinical data, and quality assurance procedures. Meeting these documentation requirements demands meticulous attention to detail and thorough preparation. Furthermore, navigating the clinical evaluation and testing requirements imposed by Anvisa poses significant challenges for exporters. Medical device must undergo rigorous testing to demonstrate safety, efficacy, and compliance with Brazilian standards. This often involves conducting clinical trials or providing evidence or equivalents to previously approved devices. Meeting these requirements necessitates considerable resources and expertise. Moreover, the post-market surveillance and vigilance obligations add another layer of complexity to the regulatory landscape. Manufacturers are required to monitor the performance of their devices in the market, promptly report adverse events, and take corrective actions when necessary. The failure to fulfill these obligations can result in sanctions and damage to manufacturers' reputation. Additionally, keeping pace with evolving regulatory updates and amendments is paramount. ANVISA frequently revises its regulations and guidelines to align with international standards and address emerging health concerns. Staying informed about these changes and adapting strategies accordingly is essential for maintaining regulatory compliance and market competitiveness. In conclusion, navigating the regulatory challenges associated with exporting medical devices to Brazil requires meticulous planning, comprehensive understanding of ANVISA's requirements, and strategic execution. By proactively addressing classification, labeling or documentation, testing, surveillance, and regulatory updates and whatnot, exporters can streamline the registration process, mitigate risks, and capitalize on the vast opportunities offered by the Brazilian market. The second point addresses the opportunities for market entry. Despite the regulatory challenges inherent in exporting medical devices to Brazil, the market presents significant opportunities for international manufacturers to capitalize on. Brazil's burgeoning healthcare sector, characterized by population growth, increasing healthcare expenditures, and a rising demand for advanced medical technologies, offers a fertile ground for market entry and expansion. Firstly, Brazil boasts a sizable and growing population with over 200 million inhabitants, creating a substantial domestic market for medical devices. As the country's healthcare infrastructure continues to develop and modernize, there is a corresponding increase in demand for innovative medical technologies to meet the evolving needs of patients and healthcare providers. Latin America's largest medical equipment market has shown several growth after its economical downturn. Here are some few potential equipment categories to target. For instance, the MRI market will grow at a compounded annual growth rate of 6.5% up until 2025, or the market for oncology devices in Latin America that will grow at a CAGR of 5.5% up until 2027, or some home healthcare markets in Latin America to increase to around $52 billion by 2025, with a compounding annual growth rate of 9.8%. So, exporting medical devices to Brazil presents compelling opportunities for international manufacturers, and by leveraging the country's growing healthcare sector, commitment to regulatory convergence, government incentives, and favorable business environments, exporters can position themselves for success in one of Latin America's largest and most dynamic markets. The third point would be to explore alternatives for market entry in Brazil. What type of approach can there be? So, entering the Brazilian market often entails significant upfront costs, especially for foreign companies looking to establish their own physical presence. This approach involves investing approximately $2 million over 2 years, and these expenses encompass various necessities such as hiring a technical director, obtaining the authorization of operation of companies, setting up organized accounting, covering legal costs, securing warehousing, or implementing a product surveillance, ensuring quality assurance, managing logistics, and providing customer service in between several other different areas. So while this traditional route may seem straightforward, it presents a considerable financial and administrative burden and a time cost. Alternatively, companies can explore hosting services as a more cost-effective means of entering the Brazilian market. The hosting services involve leveraging existing infrastructure and partnerships to establish a presence without the need for significant upfront investments or extensive regulatory procedures. Companies can therefore bypass many of the traditional barriers while enjoying the scalability and cost efficiency benefits. This approach offers a streamlined pathway to market entry, enabling as well business to focus resources on core operations and strategic growth initiatives. In addition to these financial savings, these post-registration services offer several advantages for companies seeking to enter the Brazilian market. By partnering with local entities or leveraging existing infrastructure, businesses can tap into established networks and resources, expediting their market entry process. This collaborative approach reduces as well regulatory hurdles and administrative burdens, allowing companies to potentially navigate the complexities of the Brazilian market more efficiently. Moreover, these post-registration services provide flexibility and scalability, enabling companies to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer demands. Businesses can quickly scale their operations up or down as needed without the constraints of physical infrastructure. This agility is particularly valuable in a dynamic market like Brazil, where market trends and consumer preferences can evolve rapidly. Furthermore, these post-registration services offer enhanced security and compliance capabilities, ensuring that companies meet the stringent regulatory requirements of the Brazilian market. Cloud providers invest heavily in security measures and the compliance certifications, providing businesses with peace of mind and minimizing the risk of data breaches or regulatory non-compliance. So, in summary, while the traditional route of establishing a physical presence in Brazil involves significant costs and administrative complexities, the post-registration services offer a more intuitive and cost-effective alternative. By leveraging existing infrastructure or partnerships, companies can streamline their market entry process, minimize potential regulatory hurdles, and focus resources on strategic growth initiatives. With the right approach, business can successfully navigate the Brazilian market and unlock its vast potential for growth and expansion. That concludes today's episode on the challenges and opportunities in exporting medical devices to Brazil from a regulatory perspective. We trust that the insights shared have provided valuable clarity on navigating the intricate regulatory landscape of the Brazilian healthcare market. As you embark on your journey into the realm of medical device exports, may this information serve as a guiding light, empowering you to make informed decisions to potentially overcome regulatory hurdles with confidence. We hope you found this discussion enlightening and that it ignites your curiosity about the vast opportunities awaiting in the Brazilian healthcare sector. Stay tuned for future episodes where we'll delve deeper into the latest trends, regulatory updates, and strategic insights shaping the international pharma and healthcare business landscape. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and innovating in the pursuit of excellence. Thank you for joining us on this episode of International Pharma Talks podcast. For more episodes and to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, please direct to iTunes or Spotify. If you wish to develop your international program or to register or distribute your products in another market, please consult elssolutions.com.br/en.